Hello everyone, this is Callie from Restore Moi. It has taken me a while to create this second podcast as I have been having a bit of a battle with myself, unfortunately, and have had to build some courage to make a decision about the direction that I'm going to take all of this. After listening to my first podcast, my closest friends and family members were extremely shocked as they felt I hadn't quite done it justice and had failed to deliver the strongest part of my message, which is the key experience that got me to where I am today. Now, although externally people think I appear quite strong and confident, you will come to find that actually I'm quite a private person. I'm extremely private and I am conscious of sharing parts of my life with people I'm not that close to. Talk less of people I don't know at all. But something happened a couple of days ago that made me realize that if people like myself do not talk more and share our experiences and knowledge to save others, we are failing to achieve our purpose in life. I was told yesterday that a friend of mine's mother passed away of what started as breast cancer. Yes, I'm saying the dreadful words that nobody wants to hear. We are all so scared of these words in this society, so scared that people get this glazed look when you mention the C word, so scared that we are actually missing out on valuable information that we could obtain through people's experiences as well as the knowledge they have developed in dealing with their own experiences or experiences of people they know. Okay, so here's my story. At the end of 2016, I was diagnosed with ductal carcinoma in situ of the breast, which is also referred to as stage zero breast cancer, which at the time I didn't even know existed. According to Macmillan Cancer Support, it isn't a life-threatening condition, but treatment is usually recommended. Now, for me, this was like someone saying that a dangerous driver was racing towards me and was currently contained, but he could potentially hit me. And I had the opportunity to completely swerve out of the way and go down a different road that he wouldn't see me at all. Now, I didn't want to take the chance of that dangerous driver hitting me, so I took every single curative treatment possible to keep myself here, mainly for my children. And when we all hear anything related to cancer, we automatically think that it was caused by bad eating habits, a lack of exercise, and a new one that I've come to learn, stress. I didn't have completely bad eating habits, and most of my life I have been obsessed with doing various types of exercise. So I started on this journey of researching and monitoring the foods I ate, whether it be the type, the nutritional value, the origin, versus my physical activity. Also, all the types of products I used in my daily life, again, looking at their ingredients, origins, etc. Alongside my research, I had been on this journey, as mentioned in my first podcast, to restore myself. The changes I have made in my everyday life are truly restoring me to a better place than I have ever been. In learning so much about my self-enhancement and seeing the amazing results was like this light bulb moment that made me realize I have so much to offer and share, whether it be about maintaining a healthy head of hair and hair enhancements, or healthy skin, restorative exercises, health and fitness inside out. I am aware that I have an obligation to share what I have learned. Now, the challenge is that we all are so used to the way we do things and usually want to stick to what we are used to. I know I did. until I was hit with the realization that I could be doing so much more to promote a healthier lifestyle, to prolong my life, and was forced to do so in the end. So my extensive research has not only enhanced my life in ways that I would have previously thought impossible, I have seen the transformation in my children's lives and lives of loved ones because of small changes they have made. As mentioned in my last podcast, this whole experience has been a complete life changer. I am doing things now that I would have never imagined in the past, before this experience even, all because of my trust in my purpose for my future, which leads me to everything I do now in sharing and serving people that need it. So that's all from me and Restore Moi for now. So please join me on my journey to see how we can all transform ourselves, or send me any comments, questions that you may have. Otherwise, I'll see you next time. Thank you.